Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We want to discuss so-called U.S. foreign aid to Israel on this program. I know it's a topic that we've discussed many times for decades now. We Kahanists have always opposed so-called U.S. foreign aid to Israel. But we're going to give you the latest statistics and facts and figures so that you'll know exactly what we're talking about, because the Jewish people, almost all the Jewish people, live in a world of complete fantasy. A world that is divorced from all reality. They are not getting the truth, not from their leaders, not from their so-called news media. And they live in a little fantasy world that makes them do things that are completely insane and that are even suicidal, God forbid. First of all, the question we ask on this program, how much does the United States give Israel every year in so-called foreign aid? And I say so-called foreign aid because it's not really aid. It doesn't really help Israel. It actually harms Israel. It is counterproductive. It is disastrous for Israel. But how much does the U.S. actually give Israel in so-called foreign aid? The U.S. gives Israel $3.8 billion a year in so-called foreign aid. Do you know how little $3.8 billion is for an economy the size of Israel's economy? Because the Jews have been told and brainwashed that without the United States foreign aid, Israel can't survive another 5 minutes. Israel can never last without the so-called foreign aid. And it's a complete fantasy. It's a complete lie. It's absolutely absurd. $3.8 billion a year. Israel's national budget every year is $140 billion. It's about 500 billion shekels, which comes to shkalim, or shekels, the shekel, is the currency of Israel. And that comes to about $140 billion a year. That means that U.S., total U.S. so-called foreign aid to Israel, total U.S. foreign aid, is less than 3% of Israel's annual budget. In fact, it's, to give you the exact figure, it's 2.7%. 2.7% of Israel's budget is the so-called U.S. foreign aid. That in exchange for that 2.7%, Israel is doing the most insane suicidal things imaginable. And we're going to list some of the things Israel does because of that 2.7%. First of all, let's understand something. If you think Israel can't live without the 2.7%, if you think Israel can't cut 2.7% from her budget, Benjamin Netanyahu, when he was the Treasury Minister, Sar HaOtzar, which in Hebrew is Treasury Minister, in the Sharon regime, he was Sharon's Treasury Minister, and he financed the expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif, and he voted for it, that filthy pig. When he was the Treasury Minister in the Sharon regime, he cut more than 2.7% every year. And so he proved that Israel can easily make the cuts that are necessary, that Israel can easily live without that 2.7% of its budget that it gets from the United States. That's number one. Number two, do you know what Israel has to do in exchange for that 2.7%? Benjamin Netanyahu himself, when he was first elected Prime Minister the very first time in 1996, said in an address to both houses of Congress that Israel was going to wean herself off of foreign aid. And of course, the members of Congress applauded and cheered. He said there was going to be an end to foreign aid, that Israel could indeed easily be self-sufficient. He made that argument very, very truthfully and very effectively, and it's something every major economist in Israel agrees with. Israel easily can do without the so-called foreign aid, and Netanyahu himself said so in 1996. We are now in the year 2018, Leminyanam, which means according to the count of the world. We have our own calendar with a different year in Jewish, a Jewish calendar, but Let's use the calendar most people are most familiar with, the year 2018. So Netanyahu was telling us 22 years ago that Israel could do without foreign aid. Israel today is much stronger than it was 22 years ago, economically, militarily, and every other way. Israel today is much more capable than it was then, of being able to do without the so-called foreign aid. And why is Israel stronger economically than it was 22 years ago? Because of the Russian Jewish Aliyah and the massive technological advances that we've seen in Israel because of Jewish brain power. And so Israel today is even more capable than it was when Netanyahu told us we don't need the foreign aid. But Netanyahu, the liar, the bluff, the fraud, the deceiver, promised he was going to eliminate U.S. foreign aid. He was going to phase it out, he promised. And of course, he never did that. If anything, he goes to the United States every year, requests more and more U.S. foreign aid. Just like he lied and bluffed on every other thing he's ever run on, because everything he says is a lie and a bluff. And in order to get that 2.7%, that $3.8 billion a year, do you know what Israel has done? Israel wanted to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program that creates the very real danger of a nuclear holocaust against Israeli Jewry. If Iran finishes building the nuclear bombs and, God forbid, uses them, which is a real danger, this could lead to a nuclear holocaust against the Jews of Israel. And Israel wanted to attack and destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Israel wanted to, even when Ehud Olmert was the prime minister, Ehud Olmert went to George W. Bush and asked George W. Bush for permission to do it in 2008. George W. Bush said, no, don't do that. And so he didn't do it. But Olmert wanted to do it. The Israeli Air Force, the Israeli military was ready to do it. And Bush told him not to do it. Because of U.S. foreign aid, Olmert listened to Bush. Because of U.S. foreign aid, Netanyahu listened to Obama and now listens to Trump. So Israel is living under the cloud of the real threat of a nuclear holocaust because of that 2.7%, those crumbs. This is insane. Israel could have eliminated this terrible danger, but doesn't do so because of this so-called foreign aid. Israel has millions of Arab Muslims who live in her midst, who want to destroy the Jewish state. The vast majority of them, though, would leave tomorrow if there was a program offering them compensation and giving them a place to go to. Latin American countries, African countries, all types of countries can take them in. And there are countries that want to take them in. And with the money that Israel would give them, they'd live like kings in those countries. And most of them, they want this. They want this program. You know why Israel doesn't start this program to get the Arabs out? One of the major reasons, because of U.S. foreign aid. The United States doesn't like it. The United States State Department, the United States doesn't like it, and it would threaten U.S. foreign aid. So Israel has to live under the cloud of having millions of Jew-hating Muslims living in the land of Israel, in this tiny Jewish state. Millions of them have to live there. And the quality, the destructive effects on the quality of life in Israel are just overwhelming. But Israel and Israeli Jews have to live with that because they don't want to threaten U.S. foreign aid. Israel is not building Jewish settlements in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem now for 9 years. Because first Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim Jew hater, and now the orange Mussolini, Donald Trump, have told Israel not to build Jewish settlements. And we've shown you on this program numerous times how Trump has been publicly pressuring Israel, openly pressuring Israel, brutally, not to build the settlements. Trump is just as bad on this issue and on other issues related to Israel. He's just as bad as Obama. And because of so-called U.S. foreign aid, Netanyahu right away says, well, we can't build. We'll lose U.S. foreign aid. So Jews, hundreds of thousands of Jews who could be moving into Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, that would prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, which would be national suicide for Israel, this terrible existential threat to Israel, this tremendous threat over Israel, would be eliminated. We'd have so many Jews living there in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, it would be impossible to get them out and to create a so-called Palestinian state. And I say so-called Palestinian state because there is no Palestine. And there are no Palestinians. There has never been a Palestinian people or a Palestine in history. Never. And so, Jews are not moving into their own ancestral homeland and their own capital because Israel gives in to U.S. pressure because of U.S. foreign aid. Israel has hundreds of thousands, in addition to the millions of hostile Arab Muslims living in the land of Israel. Israel has hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens that are flooding into the country from third world countries. Hundreds of thousands from Africa and all over the world. Mainly from Africa, but from other countries as well, from other continents and from other countries as well. Israel is afraid to expel en masse all of the illegal aliens. And one of the reasons is because the United States may object and would lose U.S. foreign aid. So, look at what we have here. Israel can't develop her own weapons industry. Israel can't develop all of her own technology because the United States objects and says, no, you're getting U.S. military. You must buy U.S. military equipment and the equipment we tell you to buy. You got to buy the jets we tell you to buy, the tanks we tell you to buy, even if you don't need them. You got to buy what we tell you to buy, and you got to buy it only from us, and you can't develop your own. Those are the conditions of U.S. foreign aid, and Israel gives into those conditions. So Israel cannot develop her own weapons industry. Israel cannot develop her own technology, or there are tremendous limitations. Israel's technology advances and weapons advances would be way beyond what she has now, if not for U.S. foreign aid and not for the restrictions of U.S. foreign aid. Israel's economy would be a free market economy with tremendous opportunity. And it would be, I mean, you'd see a boom like you've never seen before. Since we haven't seen since the times of King Solomon, when Israel was the richest nation in the world. That could happen again because of Jewish brain power, because of the incredible power of an intelligence that God has given the Jewish people. And that doesn't happen. Again, because Israel's economy is restricted and artificially dependent on U.S. foreign aid. So we're losing out on a strong economy, losing out on a massive increase in technology advances, massive new weapons advances that would make Israel much more secure. Losing out on we could have a program that would remove and cause the immigration of millions of hostile Muslims from the land of Israel. You know what a paradise Israel could turn into if we did that? Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from Africa and other places that are destroying Israeli cities could be pushed out of Israel easily if we weren't worried about foreign aid and what the State Department will say. And eliminating the Iranian nuclear threat, the threat of a nuclear holocaust, and eliminating the threat of 100,000 to 200,000 Iranian, Russian, Syrian, Hezbollah missiles on Israel's northern border. Israel doesn't act because Donald Trump says, no, you can't do it. We don't want you upsetting the Russians and we don't want you upsetting Vladimir Putin because Vladimir Putin tells Trump what to do. Without U.S. foreign aid, Israel would be free to defend herself, to clean out the country, clean her enemies out of the country, to do what she has to do for a free market economy, to protect her citizens, and to become a flourishing, vibrant, magnificent technological powerhouse. All of this could happen. And the only party in Israel that stands for this is Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. The only party in Israel that speaks about this and takes this stand and addresses this issue. And according to the polls, Moshe Feiglin doesn't even pass the threshold right now. I hope that'll change by election day. We're going to try to get him in. But right now, he's not even passing the threshold to get the minimum 4 seats he needs to get into the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. That's how pathetic our situation is. That's the type of fantasy world that Jews live in and why we have to reach them with the truth. We have to tell Jews the truth because they've been brainwashed relentlessly for 2,000 years. You must depend upon the Goy. The Goy will protect you. This is the mentality of the Jewish people. The Jews must depend upon Hashem, upon God, to protect them. and must do what Hashem, what God commands them to do. That's what Jews are required to do. And God has given the Jewish people all of the resources necessary and all the tools necessary to create a strong, vibrant Jewish state that can be a light unto the nations and a holy nation and a nation of priests and set an example for the Gentile nations as well. God has given the Jews all of the tools they need. If only they would use them and if only they would do what they're supposed to do, create a truly independent Jewish state, a truly sovereign Jewish state, which they have not created. They've created a puppet of Washington. And so, Feiglin's message, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, his message of ending foreign aid and turning Israel into a real economic powerhouse and a military powerhouse and everything else that Israel needs for her defense and for protection of her citizens and to create the technological advances that are needed. His message is so important. Win or lose, whether he wins or loses. I don't know if he's going to win in the next election. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But whether he wins or loses, whether he gets in the Knesset or not, he needs 3.25% of the vote. He needs 3.25% of the vote, which is very hard for a brand new underfunded party to get. It's hard. It's not easy to pass that type of threshold. But whether he gets it or doesn't get in, his campaign is very important because it's an educational campaign. He's giving a new message with new facts and new information that no one else brings to the people of Israel. And of course, our organization, JTF, which in Hebrew is Koach Mesima Yehudi, that's how you say Jewish Task Force in Hebrew, Koach Mesima Yehudi, our movement brings the message even more forcefully than Feiglin because he has to be careful because he's running in a political election and Israel's not a true democracy. They can ban him. So he has to watch what he says. We don't have to watch what we say. Okay, we broadcast our message in through the social media. And as you know, tens of thousands of Israeli Jews see our message through our videos every month. And we do not have to watch what we're saying. And so we really reach people with this message. But unfortunately, the evil media and the forces of evil in Israel have such massive resources at their disposal. They're reaching 6 million Jews with their message day and night in the news media, in the educational system, in the army, brainwashing, constant brainwashing. We reach them with a video every now and then. The Jews are exposed to a video from ours, a video of ours from our organization. And again, it's tens of thousands. We're reaching tens of thousands. They're reaching millions every day. We're reaching tens of thousands every month. So obviously, it's hard for us to compete with that. Do we still have an obligation to bring that message to them, to whoever we can, as much as we can? Of course. If we weren't doing it, and if Moshe Feiglin wasn't bringing his message, then nobody would be telling any truth. There'd be no truth at all being told to the people of Israel. There'd be no hope left. There'd be no hope that there would ever be any change. At least the seeds for potential change are being planted now in the minds of tens of thousands of young Israeli Jews who see our videos. Even if it doesn't reach the millions, it only reaches tens of thousands, but at least the seeds are being planted in their minds. And Moshe Feiglin and his party, the Zehut Party, are planting the seeds for an eventual political revolution in Israel. And when I say revolution, I mean a revolution through the ballot box. You know, American Jews are so pathetic. First of all, 80% of them vote for Obama. They're leftists. They're self-hating. They're assimilated. They're intermarried. They wouldn't know a Jewish concept if they fell over it. That's at least 80% of American Jews. And the other 20% are also no Groisse Metzia. They're also no great Metzia, which means they're not such a great bargain either. Look at American Jews. The ones who are supposed to be the good ones, who are not really good, but the ones who are supposed to be the good ones, the so-called right-wing ones, who are not really right-wing and are not good and are a bunch of pathetic people. They go to AIPAC conferences, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, which is the so-called pro-Israel lobby, run by extreme leftists who are part of Peace Now. Their leaders came from Peace Now. And their organization, in their bylaws, the first thing they tell you when you go to their website is that they're committed to the so-called two-state solution. They want to create a so-called Palestinian state, which would be national suicide for Israel, which would return Israel to borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide. Every single Jew in Israel would be under Katusha fire and missile fire from Arab terrorists day and night. That's what would be happening to the people of Israel if they created a so-called Palestinian state and gave up Israel's biblical homeland, because Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem are much more the land of Israel than Tel Aviv. And the pigs of AIPAC, the traitors and self-hating scum of AIPAC, want to create a so-called Palestinian state and want Israel to be dependent on U.S. foreign aid because they'd be put out of business. If their whole reason for existence is because they say we have to lobby for U.S. foreign aid. If U.S. foreign aid was eliminated, that would put them out of business. Then they have no reason to exist. Because Israel's not getting anything from the United States. So there's no reason for them to lobby and do all the other things that they do. Everything they do is harmful. Everything they do is harmful. They are self-hating traitors. And the disgusting Jews that go there are traitors. Because you don't have brains enough to try to find out what the real truth is. The harm that you're doing. And I don't care if you did it because you didn't know. You should have found out. And you should find out. Ignorance is not going to be any defense in the end. You have an obligation to know. We're talking about Jewish survival here. If it was your stock or your bond or your portfolio or I don't know what Jews do today. Or a piece of property you wanted to buy or something else, you would make sure to find out all the details. Then you'd make sure to know all the details and know all the facts. But here, it's just the survival of 6 million Jews in the land of Israel, which is the whole reason the world was created, so that there'd be a land of Israel and an independent Jewish state. The most important thing in world history, that's all it is, with millions of Jewish lives on the line. That's all it is, and the redemption of the world on the line. So for that, you don't even bother to check what the facts are, what the truth is. We have to be there to tell the truth, and we have to be stronger than ever. The Jews who are standing for the truth are the JTF Jews in America and the JTF Jews in Israel. And Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. And yes, we're a minority. We're a small minority. But, by the way, I just want to say, the majority doesn't necessarily reject our message. It's not that the majority rejects our message. They've never heard our message. Majority of Israeli Jews, when they hear our message, are actually open to a lot of what we're saying. A lot of our message is something that they find appealing when they actually hear our message. The vast majority of Israeli Jews would love to expel all the illegal aliens, would love to get the Arabs out of Israel, would love to have a program to encourage Arab immigration from Israel, would love to have a flourishing Israeli economy without bureaucracy and lower taxes and an open market and greater technological advances. They would love to do all those things. If we could reach all the people of Israel with that message, it would be, there's no question, we would have far greater influence, and then Moshe Feiglin would get in and we'd be on our way. We'd be on our way to doing great things. And I wouldn't be kept out of Israel. I'm not allowed to set foot into Israel. Every Arab terrorist, every Arab mass murderer, Hamas, Fatah, the worst mass butchers, they're welcome in Israel. They get free electricity, free food, free housing from Netanyahu, from Naftali Bennett, from the Likud, from all of you stupid so-called right-wing Jews who support that scum in office there. Who do you think is feeding and housing and giving free services to all the residents of Gaza and Judea and Samaria? The Arabs don't pay. Not for their electricity, not for their water, not for their hospital care, not for their housing. They get everything, food, they get everything for free from the Jewish taxpayers. Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman and the leaders of this so-called right-wing government, the phony right, they give them all of these benefits. And all of you try to tell this to American Jews who say, no, Netanyahu, he's a right-winger. He's some right-winger. Someday, you're going to know the truth. I hope it's in this world. I hope you wake up now before it's too late. I hope it's not when you're facing the Day of Judgment on Yom HaDin and Hashem, God says to you, why didn't you listen? Why didn't you at least check out what they're saying to see if what they're telling you is true? Why didn't you do something? I hope you don't have to become aware of what the truth is when it's too late. Because we do love our fellow Jews, even though they're stupid, and they are stupid. We don't love true Jewish traitors, but those Jews who are just ignorant and foolish, we do love our fellow Jews, and we want to educate them, we want to bring the truth to them, even though they are stupid. But they're still our brothers and sisters, and we have to try to wake them up, and we have to try to educate them. We have an obligation to do everything we can to help them and to wake them up before it's too late. Our message is so important. So important. So essential. Let's hope and pray that we can get this message out to as many people as possible, and you can help. You can help us financially. We need as much financial support as you can possibly help us with. The more you help us, the more people we reach. The more we are, you know, we're doing an advertising campaign, the more people we can reach with our videos. And to spread the word also about JTF in the English language JTF movement, and spread the word about this video and about our sites and everything else we're doing, because that could bring us more support for what we're trying to do in Israel. It's a blessing to bless Israel, and it's a curse not to. God wants us to work to make this a better world, and He chose the path of having the Jews as His vehicle to create a society where people would live by His laws, and where He would give them miraculous victories and prove that there's a God, and prove that there's justice, and prove that the righteous will win in the end, and prove that history's ultimate underdog, which is the Jews, can in the end become the winners. Because the truth in the end will prevail. Righteousness and justice will prevail in the end. So every one of us is in this world to further that objective. Not to look at and see how many people are actually involved in, you know, if they're not, they're suckers. The real suckers are the people who are not involved in trying to make this a better world. Those are real suckers. Because those are people that are living an empty life. A fulfilling life is a life where you work to make this world the place that it ought to be. That's something you'll never regret doing. That's something you will always be happy that you did, because that's the most important thing you can do in life. Of course, also you have to help yourself and your family and your immediate, you know, the people that are immediately around you. You have to help them, of course. But in addition to that, you have to be concerned about your fellow Jews if you're Jewish. And if you're righteous Gentile, you have to be concerned about blessing Israel and blessing the Jewish people as well. God commands the Gentiles to do this as well. We're in the midst of this battle. We got to bring the truth to the people of Israel. It's not worth 2.7% from the United States to turn God's people into a bunch of pathetic, cowardly beggars on our hands and knees, begging for foreign aid that we don't even need. What a disgrace. What a chilul Hashem. What a desecration of God's name. All the Orthodox Jews with kippot on their heads that go to the AIPAC conference. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves being involved in a cowardly, treacherous, backstabbing movement like that, self-hating movement like that with all the assimilated, intermarried, self-hating Jews that run that movement, together with the rest of the Jewish establishment. You can be part of something truly idealistic that truly brings facts and information and salvation through facts and information and awareness to the Jewish people. You can be part of that. Why would you want to join organizations that lie to the Jewish people, that have brought tragedy and terrible things and terrible consequences upon the heads of the Jewish people? Let's work together. Let's make this a better world. Let's resolve that together we're going to fight to bring the truth to as many people as we can before it's too late. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.